On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, we'll hear from the Taoiseach who has been meeting the Ukrainian Prime Minister today. A Donegal native has been announced as the new Vice President of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Donegal County Council has come under fire over what's been described as a number of missed opportunities to discuss the MICA redress scheme with key influential figures. And the Donegal Film Office is currently working with a number of organisations to support the film industry in the county. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly. First this evening, the Taoiseach has said Vladimir Putin is deliberately trying to bomb citizens out of Ukraine to create a refugee crisis. Micheál Martin met with the Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal at Shannon Airport for more than an hour this afternoon. Later, he'll brief the Cabinet on efforts to house Ukrainian refugees, with the Mill Street Arena in Cork likely to come into use as emergency accommodation as early as today. The Taoiseach says Europe will face up to the migration challenges caused by the war.
There is a deliberate strategy on behalf of Putin to literally bomb people out of Ukraine, to create so much terror that people will flee. And so he's opening up, so for him, the challenges for Europe in terms of the number of displaced people leaving is something he wants to create. And I think we've got to be equally robust in the sense of the entire European continent in response, saying, look, we can absorb this and we have to deal with this.
The Higher Education Minister says we've devalued trades and are now seeing the knock-on effects in the lack of housing. Minister Simon Harris says Ireland has had an obsession with the points race and the conversation needs to move towards a broad range of career and study options available. He's hoping the revamp of the CAO website this year will help.
We have, in my view, devalued the importance that we attach to trades and to alternative routes after school. And what I'm trying to do, I suppose, is broaden that conversation, create better pathways between further education and higher education, highlight the importance of apprenticeship. It is third level. It can provide a qualification to you and it can provide a well-paid job. So we've got to move beyond this idea that when the young adult sits down with mom or dad or a teacher, the only conversation they're having is about the CAO and points.
A Donegal native has been announced as the new Vice President of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Dorothy McGinley from Anna Gray currently teaches in Sion Mills Primary School. She's represented Derry, Tyrone, Fermanagh, Armagh and South Down on the INTO Central Executive Committee since 2012 and has previously served as Branch Secretary Treasurer for the Strabane Branch and Chairperson of the Northern Committee. Donegal County Council has come under fire over what's been described as a number of missed opportunities to discuss the MICA redress scheme with key influential figures. Special Advisor to the Housing Minister, Kevin Dillon, was in Donegal this week, where he met with the MICA Action Group and a number of affected homeowners, however didn't meet with the council. It follows a visit by the Taoiseach to the county a few weeks ago. Again, a MICA meeting between him and the local authority was not facilitated. PRO of the MICA Action Group, Michael Doherty, says that's disappointing.
Where they're not getting support from the department, they had an opportunity to shout from the rooftops and say so to the Taoiseach, and that didn't happen. We then had Kevin Dillon, Special Advisor to the Housing Minister, yesterday in our county for the first time, and we were really delighted to have him there. This man has a lot of sway down there and is dealing with the department every day. And again, it was important that he could hear firsthand from council officials what the story was there and the frustrations. But again, unfortunately, that wasn't able to happen. Now, again, it's apparently circumstances beyond the control. But the bottom line for homeowners is that there was an opportunity to represent themselves in front of key influencers, and it didn't happen for the second time in a row, second time in a month.
Now, in terms of the work that Donegal County Council has carried out so far, there has been calls of late to employ dedicated staff in different council offices in the county to help people with the MICA scheme. Do you believe that that should be done?
Absolutely believe it should be done. And that was part of, and only part of, an hour and a half agenda yesterday that kicked off at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we had lots of ground to cover, certainly the liaison officers and the support for people on the ground that are completely frustrated and are in the dark at this point in time. That was an opportunity missed to have the points made and loud and clear. And, you know, there's an argument that says, do they need to tell anybody in Dublin about what's going on? Have they not got the power at least to go and appoint a couple of people, get them trained up, get them on the other side of the phone and get them answering questions?
A Donegal County Councillor says people are sure to see a huge improvement once upcoming works are complete on the Four Liam project in Letterkenny. Road construction and surfacing works are set to begin tomorrow on the two outbound lanes from the Polestar to Dry Arch roundabout. The works, which are expected to last until Friday, April the 29th, will be carried out during day and nighttime phases. Councillor Donal Coyle says while it may cause some disruption in the short term, all road users will reap the benefits.
People are wondering, like, you know, why it's taking so long and whatever. But now, you know, over the next week or so, one of those outbound lanes will be closed to traffic. In other words, there'll be only one lane open to traffic for a week. And that is due to the resurfacing of those two outbound lanes over the period of 1 week. It will cause some disruption, but hopefully, you know, people will then see they will have a good road. It'll be finished to a very high spec, up to just there will be 40 mil left to be put on when the whole job is before the job is complete. Total confusion there for a long time because of old lines, also Cat's Eyes and what have you, and even the state of the road. So look, you know, it's great to see this progressing as it is, and also, like, you know, the cycle lane and the pathway on out between the two roundabouts will be complete as well. And then, of course, you see, the work then will be transferred then to the unbound lanes then, because there will be a new footpath and a cycleway and merge as well.
Ireland's economy won't remain functional if wealth isn't better distributed, according to a leading economist. It comes as new figures show Ireland's top CEOs took home on average €4.79 million last year, with the highest earning chief executive receiving a €13.9 million pay package. The pay increase comes as many workers grapple with the inflation crisis. Economist for KBC Bank, Austin Hughes, says the gap between high and low earners in Ireland is widening.
I think we have a two-world situation for some time now, and under the surface of what's been a very successful Irish economic recovery has been a sense that the fruits of the recovery and of the, you know, the reward for the pain that people suffered haven't been shared evenly.
The Donegal Film Office is currently working with a number of organisations to support the film industry in the county. Aideen Doherty from the Donegal Film Office says they're working to sustain the industry and filmmakers locally. With Donegal already featuring in global productions, Ms Doherty says it's clear that the county is making its mark in the industry.
I have people here in this office, in Sean Canny and Sandra Brennan, who are also involved in assisting and, you know, making sure that we've got the quick and sharp turnaround, you know, to be able to respond quickly and effectively to these queries. And I suppose from our own perspective, Donal, we're trying to support the industry as well, through the Regional Cultural Centre and through other initiatives that we're currently developing with Udra na Gaeltachta and, you know, producers, production companies like the Bothy, to look in what ways that we can sustain the industry here locally and how we can support our own people in developing content and in developing opportunities for filmmakers in the county. And I suppose one of those opportunities, again, will be advertising next week, which is our film office bursary, which is funded through Creative Ireland.
Yeah.
We had one last year. James Doherty was the recipient, and we're advertising that again next week. It'll be out in the public domain next week, and there'll be an application process. We were overwhelmed last year with the amount of scripts that we got, and a very high standard of work, again, capable, and we just have a small amount of money to support people for, you know, to be able to make their films. So and if we had more money, we could do more. So it's, you know, it's a healthy industry at the moment, and that whole opportunity of film and the creative economy as a driver for economic development is something that we're really interested in, and, you know, ensuring that Donegal is competing and punching above its weight, and we believe at this time that we are.
There's renewed calls for wardens to monitor Letterkenny Town Park. It follows a number of attacks in the park in recent times. The Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District believes it's now at a stage where presence in the park has become essential. The council has not yet committed to employ staff to patrol the park, but has agreed to look at a new community safety innovation fund as a way of funding such resources. Councillor Jimmy Calvinis says the provision of wardens would provide a greater sense of security for park users.
I think we're getting to stage where it's absolutely essential, because the town is big now, and you're going to have things like this, and especially during the summer months. And I just think that it's essential that we have a mature presence in the park that people can see, keeping an eye on things. And also, I think to engage with young people who are using the park and to get to know them. It's not a negative thing in any way. It's about making the park safe for everyone to use. And we hate to see a situation where, you know, people are afraid to go to the park, or the park gets a bad name because there are so many good things happening in the town park, and so many developments taking place there now. I think it's time that we had wardens available for the summer months.
And while the council didn't commit to employing any wardens at the moment, they have agreed to look at a new fund that has been announced, which could hopefully benefit them in funding this.
Yeah, there's a new fund just announced last week by Minister Helen McAtee. It's called the Community Safety Innovation Fund. And under that, there's grants available, and they're specifically for safety issues in the community, and it's where money is received from crime and put back into community use. It's a brand new grant, and it's open for applications, I think, until the 8th of June. So the council have agreed to look at that, and hopefully that might be an opportunity to fund a pilot scheme in the park where we could have wardens on a part-time basis. I think there's a few hours from 4 o'clock until about 8:30 in the evening that these things seem to happen. And, you know, if we could cover those hours, I think it would be a great help and give people great security in using the park.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel football. Manchester City can return to the summit of the Premier League with victory over Brighton this evening. They lost to title rivals Liverpool in the semi-finals of the FA Cup at the weekend and are now behind them in the English top-flight table. Boss Pep Guardiola says they'll need to be at their very best if they're to win the title.
We're going to play every game a final to give opportunity to play another one until the end. We're going to challenge, and in the end we're going to fight. That's for sure. Until the end, we'll try to play good and get results.
Well, Arsenal can move level in points with fourth place Tottenham if they won at London rivals Chelsea this evening. Everton will open up a 6-point gap between themselves and the relegation zone should they beat Leicester at Goodison Park, while it's 13th against 14th with Newcastle going up against Crystal Palace. Tonight sees 6 games down for decision on match day 2 of the Donegal Youth League. Letterkenny Rovers play Ballyrain. Milford United take on Kilmacrenan Celtic. Goodore United are off to Drumbar. Ballybuffet United are on the road as well to Bunnaghy United. Drumkeen will host Mulroy Fannett, and Cager Rovers are playing host to Goodore Celtic. All games kick off at 6:30. Well, as we know, Armagh will have a full panel to pick from for Sunday's Ulster Senior Football Championship opening round game against Donegal. Stephen Campbell, Kieran Mackin and Aidan Nugent have all successfully appealed against their proposed one-game suspensions and are free to play. The trio had been hit with bans following the fracas between the same two counties in the league earlier this season. But Donegal will still be without Orrin McFadden Ferry and Neil McGee, as the county accepted the punishment from the referee's report on the day of the incident in Letterkenny. Here's Highlands match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne.
I suppose it just questions the whole integrity of the disciplinary process, which is now in total disarray, you would have to think, with this. And once you have smart legal men on your side, it seems to be the case that you can get these suspensions overturned. So it is something the GAA are going to have to look at, because it is just really making a whole joke and mockery of the whole disciplinary process and system that's there. So listen, it adds a huge spice to the game on Sunday. Armagh will be coming with near a full deck. Donegal will still be without Orrin McFadden Ferry and Neil McGee.
There's more from Brendan Kilcoyne on that issue in the sports section of our website. Staying with Gaelic games, Sligo go in search of a maiden Connacht Under-20 Football Championship title this evening. The Yates County welcome 25-time winners Mayo to Marchvic Park for the decider, which gets underway at 6 o'clock. This coming Saturday evening, Letterkenny will battle with Monaghan for the Gordon West Cup at the home of Ulster Rugby in Belfast.
Letterkenny last played in the final at Ravenhill 11 years ago. Darren McConnell is one of the Letterkenny players hoping his side can come out on top.
An Ulster final day, yeah, up in the main stadium in Belfast. So it is very, very good. A lot of us, myself, haven't been there before. There's a handful of players who have been played from Ulster Development or played in the Garden West before. But there's a lot of us who haven't, and it is a big carrot for us as well. It was a big incentive for us because we really want that day out. We really want to go up to Ravenhill where Ulster play and be successful ourselves.
Yes, and it's Monaghan in the final. What are you expecting from them?
Expecting another incredibly tough game. Monaghan are very good. They're drilled very hard. They're well organised and they're not easy to break down, but we are looking forward to the challenge as well. We put everything on the table last time we played Virginia, another very good team, and we came out on top. So we're hoping we can do the same against Monaghan now this weekend.
That's Letterkenny man Dara McConnell looking ahead to that Garden West Cup final in Belfast this coming Saturday. And there's a preview package now available where you can also hear from the joint captains and the head coach as well. That head coach is Paul O'Kane. It's available now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com as they look forward to a huge week for Letterkenny Rugby Club. Just staying with rugby, former Ireland international Sean Cronin has confirmed he'll retire at the end of the season. The 35-year-old hooker played for Munster and Connacht before moving to Leinster, where he won two Heineken Champions Cup, a Challenge Cup and six Pro League titles. The Limerick native played 72 times for Ireland, where he won the Six Nations on three occasions in 2014, 15 and 2018. Finally this evening in boxing, MTK Global believe they've faced unfair scrutiny following the sanctions imposed upon the management company's co-founder, Daniel Kinahan. They're to cease trading, saying that leading promoters no longer want anything to do with the management company. MTK continue to insist Kinahan has no direct involvement since 2017 and will focus on finding new partnerships for their boxers. Their stable includes WBC heavyweight champion Tyson Fury. And that's your sports for today. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And we're turning to some news. A regeneration plan for Ballyshannon Town Centre has been published. The plan developed by Donegal County Council in conjunction with GM Design focuses on a roadmap of key priorities and actions for the sustainable regeneration of the town centre to 2040 and beyond. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The plan identifies 23 key actions for the town centre spread across six principal themes, including an improved visual connection with the River Erne, the revitalisation of the Mall Quay, the creation of walking and cycling loops, a series of heritage-led streetscape enhancements, the promotion of Ballyshannon as a heritage town, the enhancement of economic opportunities through enterprise and employment creation, and the development of Ballyshannon as a green town. A number of actions have been developed to preliminary concept designs stage, such as the transformation of the market yard into a central civic and interaction space, the revitalisation of the Gables as a social and commercial space, the redevelopment of the Millstone site to enable town centre living, and the redevelopment of the former Ballyshannon Bakery site with an appropriate mix of town centre uses. The plan is now available on the Council's website for all to access and to work collaboratively to implement.
The Donegal Rape Crisis Centre is seeking volunteers to support clients in the community. The voluntary organisation provides free support and a counselling service to both female and male survivors of rape and sexual violence in Donegal. This summer they are recruiting volunteers aged 25 years and over to support and advocate for survivors in the aftermath of a sexual assault. Manager of the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre, Marina Porter, says volunteers will be given full training.
We are, like all rape crisis centres, we depend very much on volunteers, same as all other charities and community organisations. So our volunteers would do SATU accompaniment, that's accompanying somebody in the immediate aftermath of sexual violence to the sexual assault treatment unit. Our volunteers provide court accompaniment to anyone who's going to court, or Garda accompaniment as well if someone wants somebody just to be there for giving a statement. And we do provide full training for all of these positions because we're members of the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland. So it's RCNI training that we provide, and RCNI provide the court and Garda training and also legal information training for people as well.
Well, with an eye generally dry today, but it will become cloudier with patchy light rain or drizzle developing. Highest temperatures of 12 to 15 degrees with a light south to southeast breeze. And the closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach has said Vladimir Putin is deliberately trying to bomb citizens out of Ukraine to create a refugee crisis. Micheál Martin met with the Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shamahal at Shannon Airport for more than an hour this afternoon. A Donegal native has been announced as the new vice president of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Dorothy McGinley from Annagree currently teaches in Sion Mills at Primary School. Donegal County Council has come under fire over what's been described as a number of missed opportunities to discuss the MICA redress scheme with key influential figures. Special advisor to the Housing Minister, Kevin Dillon, was in Donegal this week, where he met with the MICA Action Group and a number of affected homeowners. However, he didn't meet with the council. And the Donegal Film Office is currently working with a number of organisations to support the film industry in the county. Aidan Doherty from the Donegal Film Office says they are working to sustain the industry and filmmakers locally. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, April the 20th. The death has occurred of William James Jim Johnston, number 3, Ray Mahey Heights, Manor Cunningham. Jim will be reposing at his late residence, number 3, Ray Mahey Heights, Manor Cunningham, from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wake is private police to family and close friends and private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service at his late residence on Friday afternoon at 1:30, with burial afterwards in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations only if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of James McNulty, Meanmore Dunlow and formerly of Rusky Creeslaw. His remains are reposing at the community group home Meanmore with rosary at 8 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, going to St Michael's Church, Creeslaw for 6 o'clock, where he will repose overnight. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Tessie McDade, née Hegarty, Clonglash, Buncrana and formerly Kinnegal, Ballymagan. Remains will repose at her residence this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family, neighbours and friends welcome. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society and Sight Savers, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Annie Teresa McGranahan, née Morris, 20, Cavanagh Corview, Ballymagory, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Junior Armour, 34, Castle Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving there at 10:15 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Stefan Varga and Clohanbeg, Clohan Donegal and Lucinic, Slovakia. Stefan's remains will arrive at the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Glenfinn at 7 o'clock this evening for reception prayers. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with removal to Lakelands Crematorium for private cremation. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Jim Shields, 17, Ardcullum Kill, Letterkenny. Jim's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in New Lex Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to good and new charity, care of any family member. Family time, please, between 10 p.m. and 11 a.m. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.